Hey, Clovia.
U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, how are you?
I am doing very well today. I hope you are.
I'm doing okay. I understand that you're a little disappointed after the decision yesterday. So talk about your statement on that filibuster to protect women's health care to reverse Hobby Lobby's decision.
First, the filibuster is just being used on everything up here now to block progress on everything from appointments to legislation. It's being used in ways that were never contemplated by the Senate rules, so that's disappointing in and of itself. We had significantly more than 50 members, including Republicans, who wanted to fix the statute so that we could basically tell employers that they couldn't dictate their own employees' health care choices. So I was disappointed in the filibuster. But the real issue here is the Hobby Lobby case was a big overreach, in my view, Clovia. It's one thing for a person or a church or a nonprofit organization or even a corporation to try to encourage people that if you have a religious objection to contraception, you can encourage people, to not use contraception. But to deny women access to contraception, even women who have a different religious point of view than you do, really seems to go too far. And that's what we were trying to fix with the bill. And I'm disappointed that the Republicans chose to filibuster it and block us from being able to vote it forward.
Hmm. So at this point, the decision is the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. That means denying women access to critical health care services, but most importantly, which is highlighted, the contraception. That's where the issue is.
Yes. The Affordable Care Act just said that an employer's health insurance package needed to cover preventive care, and it left it up to a panel of physicians, not politicians, a physicians panel that is not a political panel, to determine what is appropriately preventive care. That physicians panel determined that preventive care that needs to be part of a health insurance policy includes contraception for women. It's important in the planning of pregnancies, but many women also use contraception for other reasons, because the hormones in contraception help with other mm-hmm. reproductive issues and some issues that are unrelated to reproduction at all. So this decision that preventive care includes contraception was made by a panel of physicians. But when the Supreme Court struck it down, they did it in a very unusual way. They said they were respecting the religious rights of a corporation, the first time that the Supreme Court had ever held that a for-profit corporation could exercise religious rights. But then they said, oh, but don't worry, this case won't apply to employers that have religious objections to transfusions, some religions do, or
vaccinations. So how are we going back and forth? I'm just trying to understand this. We're going back and forth here. If we're going to delete contraception, then what's next under the Affordable Care Act?
Well, if the Supreme Court was kind of principled about it, they would say, well, if any employer has a religious objection to anything, then their religious rights would allow them to exclude coverage. But instead what they said, Clovia, and this is what surprised me so much, is, oh, no, don't worry, an employer couldn't exclude vaccination coverage, an employer couldn't exclude transfusion coverage, but some religions object to transfusions vaccination. So what it made me conclude is the Supreme Court really wasn't writing an opinion about religious freedom. They were just waging a battle against contraception access. Contraception access is good for women. It's also good for society. We've seen teen pregnancy rates coming down dramatically in the last 20 years. The rate of the number of abortions in the United States dropped pretty significantly from 2008 to 2011, and almost everyone attributes a significant factor in those laudable trends to be access to contraception. So I don't know why the Supreme Court has jumped on the bandwagon of being mm-hmm. against contraception.
So no one has figured that out yet?
No, I think it's one of the mysteries. The other mystery is why suddenly corporations can exercise religious rights. The reason corporations form is to create a fictional legal entity separate and apart from the owners. And as you know, when you form a corporation, the owner then gets protection. All their personal assets are protected. If the corporation does something wrong, you can only sue the corporation, but you can't get at the assets of the individual. So individual owners form corporations to protect their assets and distance themselves from the legal entity. Why would you let them protect their assets from the actions of the corporation, but at the same time allow them to, influence, say that the corporation carries their religious beliefs for it? It makes no sense.
Hmm. What do we do next?
Well, what we came close in the Senate. We had basically 58 votes. It ended up showing up as a 57 vote, but one senator switched his vote at the end to reserve the ability to do a motion to reconsider. So we just need 60 votes to get to this, so we're going to have to keep trying to find if we can get two more people on board.
Well, that's interesting. That is the decision right now, a Burwell versus Hobby Lobby decision that denies women access to critical health care services. And whenever you say that word contraception, we're talking about aborting babies only, but that's really not the case. And after all of this was explained, it's still an issue of contraception and the belief of aborting children.
Well, it's really, it's contraception. You know, there are some contraceptions that could have that effect, but there are many that don't. And religions have different opinions about contraception. So, again, if an individual or a church or even a company is opposed to contraception, they can certainly take out an ad in the newspaper, run an ad on TV, tell people we wish you wouldn't use contraception. That's one thing. But to try to reduce access to contraception throughout society, even for those who have a different religious point of view, that to me seems to be going too far. It's not just corporations that have a right to their own religious points of view. You would think that employees should have their own rights too. Mm-hmm. And what if an employee is a member of a religion or has their own moral belief that contraception is fine? You know, we can try to persuade each other of moral points of view, but using the mechanisms of law to deny women access to contraception strikes me as fundamentally wrong, especially when access to contraception has been partly responsible for bringing down teen pregnancy rates, for bringing down the number of abortions. Why would we want to go backward on those trends?
Mm-hmm. Well, U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, thank you so much for giving us and keeping us updated on the real deal from Capitol Hill.
All right. I look forward to talking soon.
Thank you.